Boy, I'll tell you what, if you live in the Midwest, you certainly were socked with the white stuff. And that might be an understatement. What a weekend it turned out to be. A big time for clearing the snow, let's say, in Minnesota, in Chicago. Really all over the Midwest, just a huge blanket of white. The biggest story, though, had to be of everything that happened because of the avalanche of snow that dumped, besides the 1,400 or so flights that were canceled in Chicago, and the fact that there were a couple of things that the NFL had to do to rearrange their schedule. That's your big hint. The craziest thing, I think, that took place was the fact that you're not even safe in a dome, the Metrodome, with a big collapse. It was the craziest thing. I know this is radio, but picture the Metrodome. Close your eyes. Think of the dome, okay? And think of suddenly one of the parts of the roof just gently caving in. And it kind of looks like somebody dumped detergent right there on the field. And that's what happened. The snow was so heavy that it cracked a hole in the Metrodome, in the lining there on the top. In fact, here's somebody who can tell the story a little bit better than I can.
You've had a deflation of the Metrodome roof. You heard the noise first, and then there was this massive shift and pretty amazing process of an inflated roof deflating itself and snow coming down.
Yeah. So it was like a winter wonderland. Unfortunately, though, I think the people who wanted to see the Vikings play weren't too thrilled with that. It is the craziest, craziest thing. I implore you, maybe not to do it while I'm on the air, but to go to anywhere. Fox, CNN, Huffington Post, Drudge. Pick a website, any website, I guarantee, one of the sports websites, and click on the video because you have to see it for yourself. So you got these winter storm advisories on Sunday that extended as far west as Illinois and as far east as Pennsylvania, of course, also to the south, a little bit to the south, to northern Alabama and Georgia. But like I said, it was really the Midwest, particularly Minnesota and Minneapolis, that got slammed by this stuff. There was all the flights that were canceled in Chicago. People were trapped for hours trying to figure out what they were going to do. A lot of them had to find hotel rooms. It was a big headache, really, if you were flying over the weekend. If you were in Atlanta, if you were in Newark, if you were at any of those airports where you were flying to the Midwest or you had to make a connecting flight or any of that kind of stuff, forget about it. So now the NFL had to move the Giants-Vikings game to Detroit after the Metrodome collapsed. And like I said, it was not only just a wild winter storm where you had 30 degrees below zero and the visibility was crazy and you had 23 inches of snow like in Minnesota. You couldn't see. You couldn't see anywhere. That was the nutty thing about this. And of course, the mothership, the GCN network, is located in the heart of Minneapolis. So our man Matt Johnson, the technical maestro of America Tonight, was in the middle of this stuff. Is this one of the worst snowstorms you've ever seen, Matt?
Definitely the worst. The only thing that would come close to it would be the Halloween storm, but I heard that we actually got more snow this time around. And the big Halloween storm was back in 1991, so I was very young, out trick-or-treating at the time, and probably had a snow day from school afterwards, so I was all about it. But when you're an adult and you're older, you have to be driving around in it. You have to clear the snow away. So a lot of different things come into play. And now we're dealing with sub-zero temperatures, too, after all the snow. So it's kind of the typical winter wonderland, or maybe even atypical because it's even more extreme. It's the frozen tundra up here now.
Yeah, crazy. And interesting, too, like I said, a lot of people were talking about Brett Favre and would he play and what was going to happen. Well, all that conversation kind of died out. And the reason it did is because now the game had to be moved. What was the reaction, Matt, to that? I know I watched a lot of the football shows over the weekend, and especially Sunday, obviously, and they talked about it. But what was the reaction to the people in Minneapolis about the game being moved?
a lot of people are pretty upset because, I mean, I have friends that have season tickets, and now they're out of a game that they can go to because it's going to be in Detroit. So, I think the bottom line, what it all does, is it helps push the stadium agenda to the forefront of why the Vikings need a new stadium. And this actually, while it's bad right now, it could help the stadium movement, in my opinion, because I think people can realize, wow, they really need to do something about where the Vikings play.
Yeah, exactly. And with those high winds, as you heard, the deflation, crazy, crazy stuff. But it wasn't just about Minnesota. It was the airlines and the flights that were canceled. American Airlines had to cancel 272 flights out of O'Hare. The Delta had to cancel almost 750 flights. United had about 350 or so. And again, the pounding snow, as evidence is, was what happened to the Metrodome. But there were other things. You had people trapped on roads. You listened to what Matt just had to say about it. The snow, the winds, the road travel was so treacherous, so perilous in parts of Minnesota, St. Paul, that they had a second snow emergency through Monday. Now it's through Monday as they're trying to plow the city streets. And the big problem, as many of you know, if you've ever dealt with any kind of significant amounts of snow, is what's underneath, is the ice underneath the snow. That's the scary part. So with that, that's where it becomes much more dangerous. Now, like in Florida, for example, the weather there, not too great either, because they had wind chills. In fact, they're forecasting 13-degree wind chills on Monday night in Tallahassee. Think of the citrus crops. Think of the problems there. So a lot of people across the U.S. shivering. I like cold weather, actually, but I wouldn't like to be in the kind of temperatures they were suffering through in Minnesota. I don't think so. In Southern California, by the way, they had record warm temps. they were above 80 degrees. They were doing the flip-flop thing while everybody else was pulling out the old shovel and trying to dig out of the stuff. That has to be, when I talk about water cooler buzz on this show and how we're all about the water cooler buzz, this has to be the thing that everybody was talking about. Besides, of course, a very sad story of six more troops being killed in Afghanistan, NATO forces going down. We're going to talk about that in the wake of trying to come up with more of the strategy of Afghanistan. This happens on Monday there, so we'll dive into that. Plus, Bernie Madoff's son, Mark Madoff, commits suicide over the weekend. You know, there was always that speculation over the two sons. What did they know? What didn't they know? And they found his body. He had an apartment in Soho, and apparently he hung himself with a dog's leash. Sad part of that story, too, is the fact that he had a two-year-old son who was sleeping in the next room. You know, you think of 2 years old, what did the kids see? Hopefully nothing. All right, we've just scratched the surface, as I'm fond of saying. Much more to come here on the flip side on America Tonight.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Nothing sets my hair on fire more than talking about the fairness doctrine and what that could mean to talk radio. No matter how you feel about who's on the air, people you hate, people you like, whatever, here's the deal. You can always shut somebody off, but you don't want to shut them up. Trust me, you do not want this fairness doctrine conversation to continue. It scares me to death when this is brought up again and again. For a while, it seemed like it was buried. But trust me, in the White House, that conversation hasn't stopped, particularly with David Axelrod. When he's asked about the fairness doctrine, he'll sometimes shove it off to the new man behind the FCC, but he doesn't like it. I know plenty of people that know Axelrod and say that this conversation has come up again and again and again, like Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. He's another guy that talks about it. In fact, we've had him on the show in the past, and he is all for the fairness doctrine and having it come back to that in radio, which I think would be the death of talk radio. I mean, how many people would turn away, and how much would that hijack the opinions of the host, which we are all about, freedom of speech, right? All of you call the show with different opinions. I always say, right, left, it doesn't matter. So joining us on the air is somebody who also gets pretty hot about this issue. He's a talk show host and an author, Brent Morehouse. Brent, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thanks for having me on the show. It's my pleasure.
I have talked to several people on the Hill about this over the years because this is an ongoing battle, as you know now, for the last couple of years especially. It gets hot and cold, as I like to say. You'll start to hear about the fairness doctrine, then it goes away. Because then somebody kind of shoots the idea down, oh, we'll just bury that on a shelf. But I don't really think it's buried. I think there are a lot of people that would like to see this in play. Do you think that we should really be really worried about this threat?
Well, I'll be honest and say that I don't think the Fairness Doctrine is going to be passed by this lame duck session of Congress. However, what is concerning to me is that the same warning, when you have a dog that barks and growls, they're much more apt to bite someone, right? And the
right.
same thing is true. We have key leaders in the United States federal government that are calling for the Fairness Doctrine. And for your listeners that maybe don't know what that is, it's the government monitoring, regulating talk radio, deciding what is fair and what's not. And that is a cornerstone of our personal liberties, starts with freedom of speech.
Boy, no
and
kidding.
Just recently, now you're correct, Kate, that the Fairness Doctrine has come up and then it's gone down. It's come up. And what has happened, Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, passed an amendment to the Fairness Doctrine bill that was labeled dead, but this amendment now is called localism. And so they're trying to, you know, resuscitate this this policy under a different name called localism. I'm surprised recently Senator Jay Rockefeller, senior senator from West Virginia, he's been a politician since 1966. He said on public TV that he just wants the FCC to shut Fox News down, tell them it's over.
Right.
Howard Dean, former presidential candidate, head of the Democratic Party, he says that we need to bring the Fairness Doctrine back because Americans don't know what's going on. It's unbelievable to me, and I know that word unbelievable is it's almost lost its meaning when you talk about politics, politicians in the Capitol. I don't know if you heard Rockefeller's speech where he mentioned he wanted the FCC to shut her down. You know what he said? He said, it would be much easier for us to do our work here in Washington if this banter wasn't going back and forth on the airwaves. When he said that, the only thing I thought of was, you know, the Kremlin. Yeah, they thought it was much easier for them to do their work with Soviet Central TV and Pravda as a state-run media. I could not believe that a senior senator was saying this. He has chaired some of the most important committees in the Senate, and he is saying this. I just was flabbergasted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kate, it's really something. It's not that we have to worry about the Fairness Doctrine being passed by this Congress. However, what's interesting is this administration has abused the presidential executive order to a level that's just astonishing. And with the FCC, Julius Genachowski, the FCC director, toying with this net neutrality policy with the Internet, I can see them trying to do something as far as regulation on radio talk shows and just bypassing Congress and just have the FCC do it.
Wow. And how? And of course, they would do it. I think they would do it. Absolutely. If they bypass, go to the FCC, I think we're all in trouble. And why should people care about this that are listening to shows like this one?
Like I said earlier, the freedom of speech is a cornerstone that all of our other freedoms are built on. And this happened before. This, in the 1770s, they didn't have radio or Internet, but they did have the printing press. And they had the post, you know, the post office, which was new technology for them. And what happened in 1770 in New York, Alexander McDougall had a political pamphlet printed, and he was thrown in prison for 3 months without a trial because the New York Assembly, we're not talking about the royal governor or Great Britain Parliament or King George, we're talking about the New York Assembly. They didn't like what McDougall had printed, and they threw him in jail. And what's interesting about that is freedom of press had been issued in 1695, almost three quarters of a century before that. And so my point is this. When you oppose a powerful central government, their policies, their procedures, they start to take a look at our freedoms as taking a back seat to their agenda. And I can go on and on, Kate.
Oh, I know.
There are, you know, do you remember the Disclosure Act that was passed by the House this year? That was an attempt to stifle freedom of political speech. And
right.
Also, the Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee, that lawsuit that was brought to the United States Supreme Court. And we now know that Elena Kagan, she argued that case for the government before she was sitting on that court. And it did get voted down. And however, it wasn't a 9-0 vote or an 8-1 or 7-2 or 6. It was a 5-4 vote.
Mm.
And that bill would have prohibited corporations, you know, my small publishing company is a corporation. Almost every newspaper is a corporation. You know, so many things are corporations. And they put it under that language. Most people, when they present it that way, they think of big, huge corporations, right?
Sure, sure.
But there are so many one- and two-person corporations in this country. And it was amazing to me, Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the scathing opinion that, you know, the federal government would want us to embrace a theory of prohibiting political speech from newspaper, radio, internet, and other media, and that's a cornerstone of our freedoms. And it was, again, a 5-4 vote. And now Elena Kagan is sitting on that Supreme Court. We know what her vote would be.
Sure. Yes, and so yes vote.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And you think of this too. Let me say this. And you know this. There's more talk shows now than ever, as my pal Jack from Down Under pointed out to me. There's at least 1,300 talk shows. I think there's even maybe a little bit more. So can you imagine, you know, the points of view that are out there, how damaging that would be?
Well,
it would shut it all down. That's what it would do. It would become lopsided in a different direction.
And also, something else, Kate, and I appreciate, I know I'm taking up all the oxygen here. something else I would like to bring up is that the reason that this is so damaging, even though the fairness doctrine is, you know, is not passed, right?
Right.
The reason it's damaging is it's intimidation for freedom of speech.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Hey, Brent, hang on. We're going to continue this conversation on the flip side, because I think it's too important for all the listeners who love talk radio and love the free flow of ideas and information, and just the fact that it's, hey, freedom of speech, that I think more people are going to want to hear this. Back with more of Brent Morehouse next on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing.
All right, we're back with Brett Morehouse here on America Tonight. Like start of another week, and boy, do we have anybody who nailed the score. We'll get to that. Of course, my Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys. But you know how much I love doing this talk radio thing, and you know how many buddies I have in talk radio, and they've been guests, and we've talked about the great thing about living in this country, I say it at least once a show, is the fact that we're able to express ourselves, that it's about opinions, that it's about the freedom of speech. Can you imagine if that was snuffed out and we were told, you cannot do this, you have to do this, you cannot do the shows the current way you're doing them, and that's essentially what would happen. That's what would happen to shows like this one, to shows like, you know, pick a show, any shows, pick some of the giant shows, the dean of talk radio, whether you love them or you don't like them or however you feel about Rush Limbaugh, that would certainly cripple his show. So, Brent, as we're picking up that thread and talking about the possibility if it gets tossed to the FCC, and you mentioned Senator Rockefeller saying he just wants the FCC to shut the whole thing down, especially Fox News. And, you know, I mean, come on, it's pretty transparent why he doesn't like Fox News, because of how many people watch Fox News and get information from it. So he's upset that it's not going in his direction, obviously. And, you know, we've heard this now for a couple of years, and we know that the FCC is messing around with something else that we've talked about a lot here on America Tonight, and it's the freedom of the Wild Wild West, the Internet, and net neutrality. So all this kind of goes hand in hand. And I think sometimes when you turn a blind eye or the information's not out there and you're not talking about it and there isn't a rumble out there, I like to say it, you're not just laying in the weeds, that's when it becomes dangerous, because then all of a sudden you turn around and it's here and nothing, there's no opposition to it. It's been shoved down our throats. And that would be the danger of that happening, don't you think?
Well, I agree. And like I said before the break, the danger of this, even though the Congress may not attempt to pass it, the danger is the intimidation of free speech. You know,
yep.
There's been talk about defunding NPR, National Public Radio, because it's,
yep,
you know, it's funded by the public tax dollars, and which I don't think there's any need for the government to have its own radio or TV broadcast. That's just, I can't believe we put up with it for so long. And what's interesting, Kate, is Senator Rockefeller's wife, Sharon, is the CEO of WETA. That's a public radio and TV broadcasting station in Washington, and they receive tens of millions of dollars taxpayer money directly and through their large production contracts with PBS. Now, WETA has a balance sheet of over $130 million, okay? They also pay NPR millions of dollars each year. And so here we have the Rockefellers who are knee-deep into taxpayer money with WETA. When Rockefeller's on the Hill, he's saying, I just want the FCC to shut down Fox News, which he doesn't even understand. The FCC doesn't regulate Fox News. But
sure.
The point is, that to me is unbelievable. You know, people listening to this, you should stop and think about that. You know, we are bombarded 24/7 with news, and a lot of times we like to deflect the negative things that we hear. But this is something that I think you should take to heart, not only these comments being made by powerful leaders in the government, but the past attempts at the disclosure bill, the citizens versus the federal election case that went to the Supreme Court. Also, I'd like to talk briefly about the PCNAA bill. That's the Internet Kill Switch bill.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard of that? Yeah.
Yes.
That passed the Senate committee. Now, it's wrapped in good intentions. And if you think about history, no aggressive or tyrannical legislation or act has ever been passed without being wrapped in good intentions. There's always justification for it. And this Internet Kill Switch bill, the government, they want to be able to turn the Internet off in case we get cyber attacked. Trust me, I've been in the software. I was in the software business for years, started in the 80s. The private sector is more apt to take care of itself regarding that than the federal government. It's just things like that. You know, there are approaches at limiting our freedoms everywhere you turn around. And,
oh, yeah.
Kate, you've been doing this for a number of years. I never thought that I would be speaking with, now you and I are strangers. We've never met each other. I have talked to strangers all across the country, hundreds and thousands of miles apart, about things I never thought I would be talking about.
Yeah, no, absolutely, no kidding. And that's the beauty of it. That's why I say that's the beauty of living in this country. And that's why that's my thing about preserving as many rights as we have and freedoms as we have, because you don't want to see them slip away. But, and there's no doubt this would certainly butt its head, the Fairness Doctrine, if it were to come back, it would butt its head against the First Amendment free speech principles, no question about it. And
right.
We've talked about this. This is nothing new. There was legislation that was on the books before Congress that would reinstate it, would have reinstated it back, what was it, in the 90s, in 93. They
right.
were talking about it then, certainly, and the fact that the reasons that were given is, well, this way there'd be reasonable opportunity for the other side of things, the discussion of conflicting views of whatever the public importance is. And to that I say, program other radio stations. You can have all kinds of points of view if you want, but you do not want to go back to that. You know, you'd have to go back to, what was it, that the Supreme Court case, we'd have to go all the way back to, I think it was the 60s, something, 69 or somewhere in the late 60s, and it was Red Lion Broadcasting versus the FCC. And if you remember what happened there, the court at that time said that it didn't violate a broadcaster's First Amendment rights, but the court warned that if the doctrine ever began to restrain speech, then the constitutionality be reconsidered. So this is just a Pandora's box if this is
right.
ripped open. It'd be a disaster, I believe, for all of us. What do you think, Brent, people listening can do. I think they can. I always say the same thing. You can put pressure on the people in Congress to make sure that it's on their radar, because they do pay attention to the emails and to the phone calls and all that sort of stuff. And maybe more of us need to testify.
Well, Kate, here's what I would recommend. Let me talk about just briefly, and the reason I'm going to talk about this, a book that I authored, Tea Party: The Awakening. It was it's something I didn't intend to do. It was a book that was really made me an accidental author, and now an accidental spokesperson about this. I would recommend to your listeners, if they're really concerned, look up a 9/12 group or a Tea Party group in your area. And join it. This movement is about doing things. This movement is about education. It is not what you hear in the mainstream media. It's not what you hear the establishment in both parties say it is. This movement is not a faction of the GOP. The book, Tea Party: The Awakening, the first section uncovers amazing, amazing similarities between the 1770s and today that you will not believe that it is happening. The same things were going on then as they are today. It was incredible. And I stumbled across these. It wasn't a stroke of my genius. I stumbled across this by reading some books that had been out of print for decades. And then the second section of this book to further legitimize this movement. Many of your listeners may not have any idea what this movement is about. I have friends and neighbors who don't know anything about it, and that's the case with most people in the middle. They just don't know. They think, well, maybe they're a bunch of nut jobs. You know, the media paints them in such an ugly format. What you find out when you read the second section of this book is their stories. Hundreds of organizers throughout this country, they tell in their own words what motivated them to get involved. And so in a long answer, and hopefully I'm not promoting this too much, Kate, but I believe the goal is I do want people to read this book because it explains the Tea Party 9/12. It explains this patriotic movement that is just starting. And
if people want to get a copy of the book, because we're almost out of time, how can they do that?
Oh, go to Amazon.com. That's the easiest way to get it. And then, Kate, I would just recommend join a group. Look up a 9/12 group in your area or a Tea Party group and join it. And decide for yourself what you're going to be best able to contribute to that group.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thanks. We appreciate the time, Brent. Good luck with your book and the crusade to not have the fairness doctrine kick back in.
Right.
How disastrous would that be? Thanks. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate.
And as we're talking about, the fairness doctrine obviously has supporters, but the problem is if it's like I keep saying, I don't want to parrot myself, but whether you like a Rachel Maddow, whether you like a Rush Limbaugh or don't like them, you want the opportunity to have the choice to be able to listen to whoever you want to listen to. And doesn't matter what your neighbor thinks, what your buddies think, whatever. It's your choice. You flip on the radio and you get and you put on who you like. And if you don't like them, you can always change the dial. It is ultimately about the ratings, of course, for the people behind the mic. So if it's not working, it's not working. But you don't want to be dictated what you're listening to. That's not what this great country is all about. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got We Can Count.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Time for an edition of Weekend Count. You go to the movies this weekend if you were not trapped by the snow somewhere in the Midwest, because you'd have to be a fool if you tried to make your way out of 23 inches just to go and see a flick and pay your $9 plus the $9 for whoever else you took to the movies and then whatever else you bought when you were there, like the popcorn. Well, if you did go to the movies someplace else, Narnia was number one at the box office. You know what it finished with? $24.5 million. Yeah. And it's another one of those, I think, 3D deals. You know, the Chronicles of Narnia, the Voyage of the Dawn, Treader or something. I think it's called. I think it's Treader. Anyway, the movie that was supposed to do a little bit better than C.S. Lewis's, you know, based on C.S. Lewis's book, the Narnia book, although, you know, there's a lot of kids that would go and see that, and certainly there were a lot of adults that might want to go see it. I saw The Tourist over the weekend with a bunch of friends. They wanted to go see The Tourist. You know who's starring in The Tourist? That would be Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. And actually, that movie was pretty cute. I don't know if it would be, if I was a guy and I was taking my woman to the movies, it was one of those date night things, I guess it would be worth it. I mean, not, you're paying $9 for these movies. This would be a better movie to watch, I think, however, on Netflix. You know, because it's doable, but I just don't know that it's the first run. You got to run out and see it immediately. However, I did go out and see it, and it came in second at the box office. It was like $17 million and change, something like that. So actually, with the star power of those two, that's kind of considered a bust, unless it picks up, and it probably will pick up on other shores. If it's not going to pick up in the United States, it'll probably do well overseas. In other words, hey, you know what? The scenery was great. It was showed all these scenes of Venice, and of course Angelina Jolie looked incredible in it, and you know, and Johnny Depp is clever. He's filming his fourth Pirates of the Caribbean installation. You know how I feel about sequels. Okay, he's now done three, and now he's doing four. Think of Rocky. This has the makings of Rocky. Now they're selling Rocky, the ultimate DVD collection. You know, I'm from Philly, and I get the Rocky thing, and I love the first one and all that, and I get the music and the excitement. I remember as a kid seeing it. But now, thinking of that and going all the way up to, what is it, seven Rockies is ridiculous. Let's hope the pirate movies end at four. I thought one was good. I thought one was great. Two was pretty decent. And then you start to get a little weary after that. So what is four going to do that's going to really excite us and make us glad that we paid the money to see it at the, you know, see it in the theater? And it is one of those movies that you would be better on the big screen. I mean, there is that with that. So I think the Johnny Depp movie that I want to see is the fourth Pirates movie, just because of the curiosity and how well he played the part. But after four, I don't want to see that. It's almost already too much. He was decent, though, in the movie with Jolie. I just don't think that they're going to reap the money back that they thought they were going to reap. Speaking of money, and that's what We Can Count is all about, after all, Steve Jobs apparently is owed some money, and he hasn't accepted small amounts of money that's owed to him by several companies, including his own. I happen to read this story. It's kind of funny, actually. And Apple filed a claim with the state of California saying that Steve Jobs hasn't claimed property worth $37.91. That's according to a listing with the state controller's office. Remember, I had that happen. Somebody sent me an email because I lived in Las Vegas, and then Cracker Jack Matt Johnson was on the case. He looked it up and made sure, and sure enough, I was owed like $250. So I actually got luckier than Steve Jobs did. But that's what you do when somebody's owed money. That's what you do with the property. California law, like other places, when it's abandoned or lost or whatever for more than 3 years, they throw it out there, and if it isn't claimed, then it's transferred to the state, blah, blah, blah. So can you imagine? You think he's worried about $37.91? And then the rest of us, $37.91, I mean, hey, that's a couple of cheeseburgers. That's a couple of cheap lunches, right? Wouldn't you file if you were owed $37? You're darn right you would file. So I don't know. Maybe someone will file for him. I don't see him doing that, rushing to do it. You know, the ATM fees are interesting. I mentioned Las Vegas. If you go to a place like Las Vegas or another tourist spot, and I was recently in New York, as you know, because we broadcast the show from Liz Claiborne. We did the thing on domestic violence. And if you go and use an ATM somewhere in one of the hotels or whatever, I mean, they gouge you. I'm saying they gouge you. They take it right to your head, where you're paying $2, $3. Sometimes, I guess, in some casinos, you'll pay even maybe $4, maybe even $5 a pop if you're not careful about the ATMs. That's why a lot of people look for their bank ATM so they won't get charged. But sometimes that's not so easy. Likely, if you'll get charged at least $3 if you use another bank's ATM. And you'd be surprised how people are pretty cavalier about that, and it really, really adds up. You could end up, I just saw a story about this. They say that if you use an out-of-network ATM just once a week, you'll end up paying more than $200 in ATM fees in a year. Now, that is crazy. That's a ridiculous waste of money. There was a place in New Jersey that I used to go to. It was called Wawa. For any of you that know South Jersey or Philadelphia, it's one of those marketplaces where you go in and they have 50 different kinds of coffee and pretzels and cheesesteaks and whatever. But this convenience store, the beauty, and I think one of the selling points for them is, I don't know how they do it, but they don't charge any ATM fees. So when you go in and use the ATM, zippo, zero, nada. You don't have to pay that fee. That for whatever bank you use, it doesn't matter. Sounds like a small thing. $200 is a lot. $200 I would not want to lose in ATM fees. And because I got wise to this and I started to see, especially a lot of you guys around me doing that, I realized, you know what, I'm just going to, if I have to use the card, I have to use the card or whatever, but I'll be darned if I'm going to give all this money up just to get money out of some other machine. I mean, you know, there's just no way. That's too much of a waste of money for me. Okay, let's talk about ivory smuggling as our last story here on We Can Count, for this edition anyway, this hour. They say one Singaporean, that's what they're called, national, was detained, and they actually released another one over the weekend in connection with trying to smuggle raw elephant ivory out of Kenya, because as you know, it's very valuable. So what happened, both guys were picked up late Friday when they suspected that they were trying to, the specific number here, they were trying to smuggle 92 kilograms of the raw ivory from the Kenyatta airport while trying to get on board, figuring probably it's late, I'll get away with this, a midnight flight to Bangkok, Thailand, but they were busted. So they thought they were being clever, but with the enhanced security checks, they say, and the dogs, they found out immediately. They saw they've seen a spike recently in poaching and trafficking of rhino horn and elephant ivory in the last couple of months, and in the smuggling of it too, and the effectiveness of what do they need to do to stop the people who are doing the smuggling. And it's a canine unit that has actually been able to crack down some of these people who are going through security, and they found the stuff on them. You know, it's interesting, I didn't realize how serious this was, the poaching deal. But poaching is killing the elephant populations in Africa. So the World Wildlife Fund says that there's about 3 million to 5 million African elephants in the 1930s and 40s. That's what they had. The number in Kenya, you want to know what this number is? It's talking about We Can Count. The population dropped by 85% between 1973 and 89. Now, some of the anti-poaching efforts have helped. So they're starting to see that the elephants are coming back, but there's a huge concern, and obviously you can see why with the poachers, and they're becoming more aggressive in trying to get that, especially that ivory out. If you have any thoughts on the show, share them with me. Send them to me at americatonight.net.